Teatro Plena.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you say you had, getting back to that expression, head. If you had two boys and three girls, would you ever speak of having five head of children? Would you ever use that kind of expression? Ever heard that used?
Five children, five head of children.
Never heard anything like that. Now, say if a person had, a big family, had maybe seven boys or maybe seven girls, you might say you had a whole what of children, a whole. What kind of expression?
The old expression was that they got a cap in full.
Cap in full. Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. 14 kids. Did you ever hear anybody say they'd have a passel of them? You ever heard that expression?
Passel of what?
Children or anything like that?
Oh, yes, I've heard passel used.
I think, you see, yesterday you told me that you, y'all grew corn and so forth too. What did you usually call the kind of corn that you could eat straight off a cob, you know, that was real tender enough to eat off a cob?
Well, to us southern people here, it's roasting ears. But back up, you know, further and all that, call it roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. And now the outside of an ear of corn, what did you call that?
Shuck. Mm-hmm.
And what about on the corn stalk, the stuff that would grow out of the top? Thing that grew out of the top.
Tulsa.
And what about the on the ear of corn, the stringy stuff that you'd have to pull off? What did you usually call that?
The silk.
And let's see. Did you ever grow any kinds of melons or anything like that?
Yes, we usually had maybe a couple of different kind of watermelons and then a cantaloupe.
Now, what kind of different kinds of watermelons would you grow?
I don't remember the names of them. They had lots of different names. They was this streak-backed or the gray watermelon and, I just don't know. There's a lot of different kinds.
Did you mentioned a cantaloupe. Were there any other names for the kind of melon like that? Did you grow anything else like cantaloupe?
Small. Well, there was something that they called mushmelon, that something similar to a cantaloupe, but I always thought the cantaloupe was far better than the mushmelon.
When I was a little boy, in summer in Montgomery, they had a farmer's market. Every morning, my granddaddy, he was at night watching. Get off work, come pick me up, and we go get a cantaloupe and eat. I had a cantaloupe for breakfast, I guess, till I was 6 years old and started school. Did you ever grow the kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable?
Crookneck squash. Yes, I have grown them, and then I have grown them round, egg-like squash. I like the yellow crookneck the best. But in fact, I'm not crazy about squash, no way.
How did you usually fry your squash?
Well, sometimes we'd simmer them down with onion in them and a little bacon grease, and then sometimes we'd slice them and salt them and roll them in flour and fry them individually. They get awfully a lot of grease in them. You've got to take them up on paper towel and up and down there. Absorb a lot of grease.
Now, did you ever grow the large kind of yellow fruit that you might make a pie out of or something like that? Or a jack-o'-lantern or something? Did you ever grow those?
No, I never have. That's pumpkin. We never did. The man growed some on the farm over there, and he was a good farmer, and he growed them and